One of Thailand's most influential and divisive political figures has been sent to jail. The Supreme Court sentenced former Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra to a year in prison, ruling that his six-month hospital stay in 2023 did not count as time served. CNA Saksit Sayasombat with more on the verdict.
The sentencing against former Thai Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawatra at the hands of the Supreme Court marks a peak in a series of legal defeats against him and his family, the political clan, and Thai, and has huge ramifications for Thai politics as a whole. The judges have found that his hospital detention that he served in August 2023 to February 2024 was not done according to procedure. And this is why they have sentenced him to 1 year in prison that he has to serve right now as we speak. Now let's cast our minds back to August 2023 when he came back from a self-imposed exile of 15 years. That's when the police picked him up, brought him to a judge, and sentenced him to 8 years in jail for past offenses, including corruption and abuse of power. But instead of serving that first night in jail, he was sent to a medical facility because of past ailments. The word was that he was critically ill. Now, the judges are of the opinion that there are many inconsistencies and many irregularities in those 6 months. So many protocols, many follow-ups have not been followed through. Documents that have been requested have not been served. Questions have been raised about the medical equipment that he used. They exist in any other hospital, so why did he spend those 6 months in the VIP wing of a downtown Bangkok hospital whatsoever? So this is why the judges have reached a conclusion to send him back to jail for 1 year. Thaksin has received a royal pardon that has reduced his sentence to 1 year, and that 1 year he is going to serve now. His daughter, the also former Prime Minister Pattanchak Shinawatra, she has come out to the press. She has bemoaned and decried the verdict. She said that her father is the first Thai Prime Minister in history who is actually going into jail, despite the good things, in her words, that she has done for the benefit of the country when he served as Prime Minister 20 years ago. But she has also showed her appreciation that Thaksin's prison sentence was reduced to 1 year to begin with. Now, this has, of course, also huge ramifications to Thai politics as well. He is a very influential man. He has always been a very influential man over these past decades. But as we mentioned before, he has suffered a series of defeats at the courts that has removed his daughter from office. Then his Pheo Thai party has lost his grip to power, and now he is actually losing his freedom. Thaksin came here in his luxury limousine to the court. He has showed his face to the public, but he's now leaving the court in a prison van. Saksit Sayasombat, CNA Bangkok.
A dramatic ruling against a towering figure in Thailand. Let's bring in our expert, Professor Thitinan Thongsirirak from the Faculty of Political Science at Chulalongkorn University in Bangkok. Professor, first up, was a guilty verdict largely expected? And the length, 1 year, is it too long, too short, or just about right?
Well, 1 year has already been reduced from 8 years, so it's not... I think Thaksin has decided that he wants to live the remainder of his life in Thailand. He's been on a run. He's been exiled for most of the past 17 years since the coup in September 2006. He was overthrown after being elected in 2001, 2005. He was wildly popular. So now I think that he's decided to push comes to shove, to stay here in Thailand and see what happens. I think his parting words about wanting to serve His Majesty, maybe perhaps he will hope for even another kind of a royal clemency to reduce the 1 year. But going to jail for even a day for Thaksin is really something in Thailand because, you know, he's someone who's been deal-making. He came back in August 2023 after the election in a big super deal, we call it. It was thought that his party would lead the government and he would be able to kind of lead Thailand to maybe for economic recovery and so on. But, you know, there were some irregularities that he did not spend 1 day in jail. So that now has come back to haunt him. I also think that the establishment forces have exhausted him, outlasted him. He was so popular 15 years, 20 years ago, but now he's a shell of himself. He's wearing yellow. You can see it's a royal color. The yellow shirts were the ones who overthrew him, who paved the way for his overthrow, and his sister Yingluck's overthrow in 2006-2014. So his enemies and adversaries have outlasted him, exhausted him, and now he's a shell of himself, a weakened, impotent now political force, and his Pheu Thai party will also be diluted along the way.
Interesting, Professor, you said something about the possibility of clemency. Are there channels for Thaksin to appeal this decision?
There's no appeal, but you should notice that the Supreme Court decision, this is a Supreme Court, we call it, a criminal division for political office holders. It's not just a regular Supreme Court you have elsewhere. It's a particular department in the Supreme Court that prosecutes elected representatives and office political holders of senior offices of the bureaucracy, for example. It's designed to really keep the executive branch, the legislative branch, kind of on a leash, weakened. So that's something to notice. On the other hand, this is a long way for Thaksin. The Supreme Court works in tandem with the Constitutional Court. You can see in Thailand that the court decisions have determined political directions, which means that there's an imbalance of power. A lot of power now resides with the judicial system.
Does this decision, Professor, reflect a tougher stance by the judiciary towards political figures, or is it aimed specifically at Thaksin?
It's been like this for, most of the past 20 years. There has been it's been called the judicialization of Thai politics, which means that the judiciary, in particular, the Constitutional Court, has taken matters into their own hands and has come up with decisions that have basically set Thai political directions, has dissolved wing parties. If you can imagine, the Thaksin parties got dissolved twice. But it's not just about Thaksin, because the new party, Progressive Young Demographics, Young Party from 2018, started 2019, came in third, 2023, won the election. That party was dissolved twice, and now it's regrouped under the People's Party with the largest number of MPs now in Parliament. So it's not just about the Thaksin family, the Pheu Thai, his Shinawat clan, but also anyone, any party that comes up against the established centers of power that will be done away with and kept at bay.
Right. Now, this verdict, how will it affect the Pheu Thai party? For their influence and power in parliament, they are still the second largest party in parliament now.
Well, Pheu Thai now has been outmaneuvered by newly appointed prime minister, newly elected in parliament, Nutin Chanwirakul. Pheu Thai made a deal that brought Thaksin back and enabled Seh Tatawisin to be prime minister in August 2023, even though it came in second. And the deal was supposed to be that Pheu Thai would keep the Move Forward party, this is a young party that I mentioned, away from power, from office, because the young party, the Move Forward and now People's Party, they want to reform the fundamental reforms of the monarchy, the military, judiciary, bureaucratic system, and so on. So it's really a new force in the 21st century in Thailand. So the deal was for Pheu Thai to keep that away, for Thaksin to come back. But I think that the deal, Thaksin understood it very differently. I think that now the establishment also may be represented by different columns, different factions. The ones that spoke with Thaksin and made a deal with him, maybe the different ones that have landed him in jail today. So it's not, what we see now is a culmination of the last 25 years. And it's not just the Shinawat clan. It's also anyone else, including the People's Party, that is in parliament now.
Right, and lastly, Professor, how might this verdict shape Thailand's image abroad, particularly with investors and international observers concerned about political risk?
Thailand is very, topsy-turvy, unstable. You mentioned Pheu Thai. If you look at Pheu Thai party alone, from its juggernaut at the peak as Thai Rak Thai, People's Power Party, from 2001, now Pheu Thai has kind of lost its its ground. I mean, Thaksin has lost its moral high ground. It used to be that Phut Thai and Thaksin were democratically elected and overthrown by the military and judicial forces. But now they've kind of capitulated and submitted. So Phut Thai is really kind of a barometer where Thailand has been very unstable, very up and down. So for investors, I think that they would be thinking, twice about Thailand. I think also, if this has gone on for a year or two, even 5 years, it would have been manageable, perhaps, the perceptions. But I think after years, 2 decades, some people are losing hope that Thailand could be a Teflon again, that could get back on its feet. And maybe this is terminal, this is indefinite. And it looks that way unless something breaks out of this impasse. Somehow there has to be some compromise and accommodation that the established centers of power, the traditional forces, must reconcile with the forces of modernization, of progress and reform somewhere in the middle. Otherwise, Thailand will never see stability and the predictability again, and kind of an off area, off limits for a lot of investors.
All right, Professor, thanks for the analysis. As always, we'll be keeping an eye on those developments that you are talking about. That was Professor Thitinana Pongsudhirajan, Faculty of Political Science, Chulalongkorn University.